The American Academy of Pediatrics today announced it supports adoption by gay and lesbian couples. In a report published in the journal Pediatrics, the group specifically advocates the legal right of homosexuals to adopt a partner's child. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
About 4 years ago, pediatrician Joseph Hagen realized he had a problem. A parent from his Burlington, Vermont practice pointed out that all of the medical forms in his office requested the names of a child's mother and father. But her child had two mothers, as did many of his other patients. So Hagen had the forms changed to read parent's name and parent's name.
I thought that was a very little thing that we could do to help those families feel welcome, feel that we cared about their children and cared about them.
Now, Hagen and his colleagues at the American Academy of Pediatrics have turned that little step into a big one. They've issued a policy statement supporting the adoption rights for both partners in gay and lesbian couples. Children born to these couples usually only have one legally recognized parent. Just a handful of states have laws that guarantee adoption rights for both members of a homosexual couple. Utah doesn't let anyone who isn't married adopt, and Florida prohibits gays and lesbians from adopting, period. Academy consultant Ellen Perrin says it's important that pediatricians weigh in on this issue.
Pediatricians have a broad view of the psychological and social development of children and feel that they have a responsibility to act in the best interest of children in a broad scope, not just related to their medical care.
Perrin is a pediatrician at the Tufts New England Medical Center in Boston. She says children face risks when a second parent isn't recognized by law.
Where it might become a sort of immediate problem in the medical context would be if the biological or adoptive parent becomes disabled or dies and can't sign permissions, then the child has no one who can sign permission for medical care or for surgery or for any kind of care like that.
Or a second parent can lose custody when the legal parent dies. Before the Academy wrote its new policy statement, it reviewed the available research on how children in gay and lesbian households are doing. It concluded that these children develop just as normally as the children of heterosexuals. But there's disagreement on that point.
I think what we've got here are some white-coated researchers who have a political agenda.
Kenneth Connor is president of the Family Research Council. He sees flaws in the research, and he says granting adoption rights to homosexual partners isn't the only way to protect children.
I'm a lawyer, and I can tell you that there are ways to procure alternative forms of consent, powers of attorney, guardianship proceedings, and the like.
But Joyce Dove, a Tallahassee adoption attorney, says these other options are more difficult and time-consuming. She applauds the Academy's policy, but doubts it will make a difference in her state, which has a long history of staunch resistance to homosexual rights issues.
It's still left over from the orange juice lady wars, from Anita Bryant's campaign in the 70s to get homosexuals to not be able to do anything.
Dove says the laws in Florida often force gay parents to give up on domestic adoption.
That's why I do overseas adoptions, because individuals who go overseas are not subjected to this kind of pressure.
But some gay and lesbian couples avoid those hurdles. Tracy Law and Karen Knotts were together 18 years before Knotts gave birth to Eamon in January of 2001. Law started looking for a lawyer as soon as Knotts became pregnant.
There just could be no question whatsoever that I had to be able to have the right to walk in there and say, this is my son, and I need to sign whatever I have to, and you have to let me see him.
The couple lives in Maryland, where it is fairly easy for a second partner to adopt. But Law says the new policy may also change public attitudes, and that's good for Eamon.
He trusts us, so we all go to the doctor, and, you know, if he sees that the doctor is being, you know, mean to one of his mommies and not, you know, something, he'll be able to see that something is wrong. And, you know, it's just a whole trust kind of issue.
The Academy hopes all pediatricians will foster that kind of trust and get involved in initiatives that support the welfare of gay and lesbian families. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.